The rally on Wall Street continued this week as investors hope the government bailout money will hit the streets running and bolster consumer and business confidence. The aim is to get the banks lending again so the consumer can get to borrowing again and start the good times rolling again. In essence, the feds are trying to reinflate the bubble somewhere, anywhere, I reckon, thinking if we could only go back a few years and get the consumer spending like crazy again, everything will go back to normal, whatever normal is. I would ask, what is normal consumer behavior? To borrow more than we make and buy SUVs and gigawatts from China, buy dot-com stocks and take out more equity on our homes? Just what does the Fed think is normal and right for our economy? Well, for one thing, saving money was definitely not the norm for Americans in the first part of this millennium, as our savings rate as a country was actually negative, meaning we spent more than we made. In comparison, Asian nations traditionally save more than 10% of their income, and many cultures save even more. Right now, Americans are starting to save again, but the government seems to think that's a bad thing. They would rather get the banks lending again, which means they want us to get borrowing again, as you can't have a lender without a borrower. If you think of this logic for a moment, you realize a giant flaw exists in the very nature of the government's view on things. Their central theme is that we should borrow again to get spending again to jumpstart the economy. But the whole thing about borrowing is that borrowing has to be paid back at some point. Borrowing and spending is really just cannibalizing your future earnings and spending them before you earn them. So just when does the government think the payback time is? It is obvious to even the most ignorant that both we as a people and the government has excelled at borrowing, which is where all these asset bubbles got their air in the first place. So what we're really seeing right now is the paying back of all this bubble money. It would seem that once we pay all our bills and all our previous borrowing back, we might just get to spending again, but first we have to pay the bills from our last spending binge. But the government seems hell-bent on preventing us from stopping our spending and doesn't want us to pay our bills back. They just want us to get spending again, never mind the fact that you and I are all spent out and up to our eyeballs in debt, and they are too. But what do we hear coming from our politicians on a daily basis? That we must get our confidence back to get borrowing again. The very idea seems absurd. Has anyone mentioned the idea of our country to start saving again, paying back all this debt and building a solid foundation for renewed growth once the bills are paid? Hardly. In fact, we hear the exact opposite. I don't think I've heard one politician suggest to us to stop spending and start saving, to stop borrowing and start paying off our debts. When I was growing up, my parents used to say a penny saved is a penny earned, but now the idea is a penny spent is a penny invested in the future. How things have changed, but saying it doesn't make it so. A penny spent is a penny that had to be earned and saved first. If you spend the penny first, you have to earn it later, and to borrow another one before paying off the first is a surefire way to bankruptcy. I'm amazed how our president and elected officials all seem to think you and I should get borrowing again, get the banks lending again, and get the consumer consuming again. They make matters worse by borrowing themselves to give more money to the already broken banks to get them lending to us again. Both of us are broke. The government is broke. The banks are broke. The consumer is broke. The world is broke. So what's their solution? Let's borrow some more and go further into debt. If one puts aside all the rhetoric and looks at the reality of the remedy, you can come to no other conclusion. You can't solve a debt problem by incurring more debt. How difficult of a concept is that? Obviously, one that is being missed by all the politicians in Washington, as well as all those who believe the government can fix our problem by creating more debt. This is why I know the solution won't work. It may delay our day when the bill has to be paid, but it won't put that day off forever. The bigger problem is, the more they borrow right now, the bigger the bill gets. And the bigger the bill gets, the harder it will be to pay off when that day finally does arrive. And frankly, that day is drawing closer with every bailout. That's it for this week's Money Matters. I'm Mark Cunaberdi for KVMR FM Radio. And don't forget, there's another edition of Money Matters this Thursday at noon right here on your community radio station.